But time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And of course, we love feeling healthy. We love when we are on a roll and in a groove and in a system and things are rocking and rolling. And of course, when this happens, your goals tend to be met more efficiently, more effectively. However, it is almost never that you will come across a time in your life where there won't be bumps in the road. And these bumps come in all different shapes and all different sizes. These bumps bring all different dilemmas to you. And basically what I'm saying is when you are working very hard, especially with something like your lifestyle change and creating new routines and new habits that you want to embed within you, and something happens in life, you get thrown off. It is no surprise at all to any of you listening that you have definitely had occurrences happen that may have set you off, whether it is in your progress for exercise, whether it's in your progress for eating, nutrition, or any other aspect of your life. But if you stop and think, when is the last time you have not come across some sort of bump, divot, pothole, or major barrier that may prohibit your success? You know, it's always going to happen. There's always going to be a sick kid. There's always going to be a broken leg. There's always going to be a snowstorm. There's always going to be some major dilemma. Look at what happened with COVID. You know, that set our entire world back. And subsequently, the weight gain average over the year of lockdown it turned out to be about a half a pound a week, which adds up to well over 25 pounds in a year. And that impacted us. But what happens if you are moving along, moseying through your life, and out of nowhere, you get injured? Injuries happen to all of us, and an injury could be because you slipped. An injury could be because you were not paying attention in the kitchen and you cut your hand in a way where you are unable to pick up a hand weight. An injury could be a car accident. And this can go on. It can go into different illnesses that could set you back. It could be as little as a cold. But what I want to focus on today is what happens when you have a physical injury, something in which is going to inhibit you from continuing on with your routine. And certainly if you're somebody that does exercise, this is going to impact you more than somebody that doesn't exercise. But in what I have found is members come to me when they do have these incidents happen, regardless of their exercise level, as soon as someone gets injured, we immediately fall down into that path of excuses of, I am not going to be able to maintain and sustain the momentum that I currently have in this program. And yet, many people say this to me when they're not even somebody that exercises a lot. It's like we put up this guard and then we go into protective mode and we right away feel that feeling sorry for ourselves moment. And part of it could be a touch of anxiety because you're unable to continue on with the motions of your everyday. None of it might be true anxiety because you might love exercising and now you can't exercise. But the bottom line is many people consider their workout sessions a type of therapy, whether it's personal therapy or anxiety therapy or just time away from everyone. It's considered me time. Those of you that follow me may have seen that I did run another ultra marathon on Saturday, and it was a 50K. And, you know, the top thing that I hear when I do these events is not, you know, wow, you know, how do you do that? How do you train for that? You know, how are your knees handling that? I hear more than not, what do you do for 6 or 7 hours? And my answer is this. I flat out tell people I don't ever get to spend that much time with just Irene. And it is my time with just me. And so when people do go to the gym or go for a walk, that is their special time. And so with that being said, when that gets taken away from you and the component of burning less calories is dwindling over you, it is going to add to the nervousness of what is going to happen if you do have a period of injury or illness or life stuff that might put you into absolute turmoil. So the first time I was injured, and again, coming from a runner, is a really difficult thing to cope with. And many runners end up injured. Many athletes end up injured due to the training, the overuse of the body. But regardless, it took a lot of patience for me not to get through the time that I had to take off, but it took patience for me to understand that I was in control of my destiny. You can't go into an injury and right away create this death sentence for yourself. And so yesterday, I had somebody that just joined my program, and I hope she's listening. She's doing an amazing job. Progress is fantastic. Well, she texted me to tell me that she's injured and that she has to be off her feet for, you know, a certain amount of time. And she was extremely nervous about what this was going to do to her progress. Right away, that's the very first thing we think of is the problem, the issue. You know, the violins come out and we worry about what's to come. First off, if you've ever experienced this before, and you did go down that path of not exercising and then not following a program and then completely getting derailed, you're associating an injury to derailment. Injuries, illnesses, surgeries don't need to turn into a derailment. So the first thing and the first big piece of advice is you have to set up the thought process and make it into a positive one. Those of you that know me know that one of my favorite sayings in the whole world, next to trust the process, of course, is that every dark cloud has a silver lining. It is truly up to the person to find that silver lining. If you are not going to look for it, you're not going to find it. So what I'm saying is perhaps turn this negative situation into a more positive one. And a positive one in being injured is there's much of time for you to let your body rest. You do have more time to focus on yourself and your diet. And truly what I would do is break down that list of positives that you can get from having some time off. It is not just about the calories. We are so ingrained in thinking that walking less, working out less, running less is going to be the demise of your success. But I'm here to tell you that it is mostly directed by your mindset and your diet. In fact, I believe you may have heard me say once or twice or even 1,000 times by now that weight loss is 50% mindset, 30% nutrition, 20% exercise. And truly, it is much more nutritionally based than exercise. So let's take this and make it a positive. First off, do what you can. Here's the thing. There's always almost some kind of activity that you can do, no matter what your injury is, unless you are in a full body cast or truly just unable to do anything. And if that is the case, post-surgery, and your doctor has told you, you know, no lifting for 6 weeks, that's fine. There is no lifting for 6 weeks, but you could still go for a walk. Don't turn that don't lifting for 6 weeks, don't exercise for 6 weeks, don't go to the gym and resume your regular activities into become a couch potato. I think that that's what we hear. It goes in one ear and we hear become a couch potato. So what I said to my client yesterday was her injuries is lower body. It's her ankle. I said to her, well, how about just doing some abs? Can you sit on the floor, put your leg up on the couch and do various abdominal exercises? Bingo. Can you do upper body? Can you grab weights and do shoulders? Can you do biceps? Can you do triceps? The list goes on. Of course we can. But the problem is we aren't directing our attention on what we can do to benefit our situation. We are only directing our attention to all of the things that we can't do. And so the bottom line is this: anything is better than nothing. And believe me, if your desire is there, there's a lot of things you can do that will continue your progress and not slow you down. And in addition, will not impact your mood, drive you into a state of sadness, further depression because you are gaining weight. Keep your mind on the positive side. And like I've told you, get your mindset right from the beginning. Tell yourself that this is what you need. Your body needs to rest in order for it to heal. And trying to resume activity too fast is only going to set you back. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about the potential setbacks in injuries. Do what you can, of course. Any kind of activity is better than no activity. But one thing I do want to mention is our bodies don't lose progress as fast as you assume. If you are healing an injury or overcoming a surgery, an illness, you would be shocked and relatively surprised at how little change occurs in a month or two of inactivity. Now, I know this is a hard thing to wrap your brain around, but if you are somebody that is diligent about their exercise, diligent about their workouts, their regimen, their eating, that's embedded in you. This goes back to the same philosophy as what I often talk about. It's an investment. Somebody that invests their money right from the beginning has a nice stash built up in the bank. Somebody like that could take out several hundreds of thousands of dollars to donate to a charity or spend on a splurge, and it won't affect the balance of their account because of the investment that they've put in. So let's put this into the perspective of somebody that exercises a lot, or maybe just has started exercising. Your body is in that mode. Taking a week off, taking 2 weeks off, is not going to set you back as far as you think. What's going to set you back is your mindset. What's going to set you back is you thinking that it's going to slow you down, which is going to literally create more and more backslides in your life. It's going to stumble into your eating habits, which is going to affect your weight. And now the avalanche begins. As far as your strength goes, as far as your cardiovascular system goes, we, of course, are going to feel that setback. That very first time back out to the gym, back out doing whatever exercises you do, is going to feel strenuous. But again, this is where you have to focus on you, your body, and everything that you've done. You're only going to feel like you're wearing a lead vest if you go into it with that thought. Back to my recent event, I really truly have not spent a lot of time training this winter for my recent race. I chose to let my body rest. No different than if I had been injured, except I wasn't injured. I let my body rest, took a nice long break over the winter, and to my surprise, getting back out there was truly not an issue. Now, those first miles, yes, were horrific, but that's where I had to dig deep and say, you are only thinking this because you have not been out doing this as much as you typically are. So again, jump back into it slowly and carefully. And if you're coming in and off of a long break, you should basically not assume anything about your body or its capabilities. Be wide open to any feedback that your body sends you, because resuming exercise is always a really difficult thing, especially if you are not under the watch of a physician or a physical therapist and you're kind of doing this on your own. You truly should modify the exercises, tone down the intensity, decrease the range of motion, etc., as you feel that you need it. And it will not help in any way to rush things. It will not help in any way to increase the days that you are exercising, increase the time that you're exercising, and certainly won't help matters if you increase the intensity. Because if you are just coming back from an injury, your body's still healing. And my biggest piece of advice is letting your body heal 100% is the same exact thing as stashing money away for that dream vacation. If you're going to stash money away for a dream vacation, you're not going to stash it away and go to, Wisconsin Dells. You're going to stash it away for the big kahuna, right? It's going to be some fabulous all-inclusive trip. It's going to be some cruise. It's going to be some month-long venture in Hawaii. So when you're coming off of an injury and you are rushing to get back to your old self, that is the same thing as you taking all of your well-earned vacation money, getting anxious about that money building up and deciding, you know what, I don't really need to go to Hawaii. I'm just going to take this money and why don't we go to Detroit and see what's going on out there? You're blowing all of your hard work away. So slow and steady. Furthermore, when you do return back, listen to your body not only during the exercise, but listen to it the day after. And truly, this is more important than during. Because if you are resuming exercise after even just a flu, after surgery, after a meniscus tear or a cyst removal, any of these things, going back into your regimen, you are going to have those negative thoughts initially that are going to drag you down. But during the exercise, you're in tune to that. You're paying attention to the aches, to the pains. You're modifying your efforts so that you don't hurt yourself. But what is more important is the next day. When you're not thinking about the exercise, when you're not going through the motions of the activity that you were doing, how does your body feel getting through the normal day. So going back to my injuries, the first time I was injured, and luckily it was truly the only lower body injury I've ever had, I had a fracture in my hip. It was a hairline fracture, but it was a stress fracture from overuse. It doesn't sound like anything horrible. X-ray didn't even pick it up. The MRI had to pick it up. But to my surprise, I walked into the doctor's office and walked out with crutches. And it was horrifying for me. This was after my 10th marathon. And I was basically told that I will more than likely not run distance again. And I was told that I was going to be on crutches for 8 weeks, which, again, I cried my way to the car trying to maneuver these crutches. I had no idea how to even use them. And regardless, I ended up on crutches for 16 weeks. Yes, that's 4 months. I was not able to put any weight on my right leg. And at the time, I was a personal trainer. In fact, I worked right over here at Northwestern, and people were coming in, seeing me on the crutches, thinking, oh yeah, no, she is never going to abide by those doctor's rules. You know, she is not going to be able to comply to the restrictions of no weight bearing for 8 weeks, which turned to 12, which turned to 16. But I dug really deep into the depths of my brain and my soul. And I thought, I can't be negative about this. I want to return to my workouts as strong as I can. And I know it's not going to be easy, but I also knew that jumping back into it too fast was only going to slow me down. So what I did was I returned back, and this is the advice that I have for you, slowly. And the next day I always took off, and I would listen to my body clearly to hear any signs of aches, pains, residual effects of the exercise. Because it's not just the area that you're injured, your whole body's out of whack. You might start compensating on the left if you've hurt the right. If you just had the flu, you might not have your full energy back nutritionally. I mean, there's so many different things. So forcing yourself back too soon is only going to create a larger setback and a possible further injury. So again, my silver lining to my dark cloud, a forced break from exercise due to an injury, a slip, a fall, is very frustrating, very frustrating. But you are sidelined. And it's so much harder then, because even if you're somebody that necessarily wouldn't work out every day, suddenly you do want to work out every day because you can't. But you have to look at it this way. You're letting your body heal. You're letting your motivation kick up a notch. When I was on crutches for 16 weeks, I really truly had true and utter hatred for all runners that I would see. I was so jealous of them. But yet now that I'm able to run, I'm not jealous of them. It's what we always want, what we can't have. And so the point here is, do healthy activities, low impact activities, put thoughtful plan into your recovery, and focus on your diet. To tell you the truth, even though this injury was well over 12 years ago, and I have now run an additional 50 plus some marathons, so the doctors were inaccurate with telling me that I wasn't going to run again. I nursed my body back, and I came back even stronger. In fact, right after this 16 weeks, my first time out running, I truly was going to hang up the running shoes forever because it was so horrible. And starting up was horrific, just like I told you that first time back will be. But I went on to then qualify for Boston and go to Boston for the first of 6 times that I've been there. So I look at this again as this bright silver lining that truly got me to rest, got me to create a new normal. It's not what I intended. It's not what I wanted. It's not what you want. And I know it sounds a little counterproductive to face the practice of accepting your injury as a positive, but you have no other choice. So make peace with the reality and turn your recovery into a plan that is going to help you move past any resentment or unhappiness that might occur. So bright clouds, silver linings, and if you are in that position of injury, sickness, illness, surgery, take things back slowly and you will come back stronger than you will ever believe. Enjoy your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running.